Okay.
So that's sort of the undoneness, some of the undoneness that I see, certainly in the association side of things. I think they're now way behind the academy in developing leaders. The other thing that concerns me, and it's sort of a personal thing, and I understand, but the profession is just a microcosm of society, and that's my understanding. The thing that disappoints me is that we in this country still have terrible problems with maldistribution of health manpower and the availability or access of all of our citizenry to health care, and we continue to have a lot of social things that cause a lot of medical problems. For example, our gun policies. We're the only nation in the world, aside from Angola and Afghanistan and some of the other, and Rwanda, where there were kids in the army, we're the only civilized, developed nation where the kids routinely kill kids with adult weaponry. And it's been disappointing to me that the academy hasn't been more attentive and vocal in advocating for the people who can't advocate for themselves. And so on a personal level, that's a bit of a disappointment, is that I just don't think that I don't think we, the organization, act with the social conscience that we ought. I guess what I'm saying is I really think that the profession need to be much more engaged in sort of an attitude of public health rather than an attitude of individual practice. But in some ways, I guess that's fantasy.
And now back to your own legacy. What will you want to be remembered for? And I apologize for that sounding final and past tense, because obviously that's not the case. But I'm thinking particularly of during your time as president and in the the days when the organization was being formulated.
Well, I think. I think the formation and nurturing of the academy in its early years, so it evolved as it evolved, is not a bad legacy in and of itself. The other thing I'd like to be known for is having been a good teacher.
Mm-hmm. And modesty prevents you from speaking any further.
That's such an elegant way to put it. if my colleagues read that statement, they'd probably crack up, because I'm not sure they see me as sort of a shy, humble person. So.
Well, why change their opinion of you now?
Well, except I really do think that the legacy will be that I was very involved in all of the early activities of the academy. I mean, I don't think there was a major committee that dealt with PA issues from 1971 until 1979 that I didn't sit on, and if I didn't sit on it, I chose the people that sat on it, or certainly had a very strong hand in choosing the people who would sit at the table. Only place I didn't have a hand in choosing the people was when we put the first five members of the commission up, and decision had been made that we would find bright and good and capable people. From the grassroots, people who had not been in the fray in Donnybrook, but people who were equally bright and talented and competent. And they were excellent people that we sent forward. They just weren't, they just hadn't been bloodied enough before they got into that fight, so they didn't, we didn't give them a chance to, we didn't give them a chance to do what they needed to do, because we hadn't trained them very well. We hadn't given them any training at all.
And this is referring back to what we talked about at the beginning today.
Yeah, back to the formation of the commission and some of the bad decisions that that organization's made.
Right. Good. Well, I think we've covered it. You feel that way?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, okay, let me stop the tape here for a second.
Okay.